Actually, this is no lah, not number one yet lah. Who knows? Maybe right. But I can say this is the cheapest condo that you can get near MRT. This is the last time you will get this price. Never ever moving forward. Because the last time we have such price is Norwood Grand back 2-3 years ago already. So I'm very shocked to see still got such pricing one ah. Now you scared right? Because you have already bought the unit. And now I'm going to tell you whether you have made the right choice or an high choice. If you are very happy with your purchase, do not continue. Eh, you still here ah? Ayo.
You xiao one. I like you.
And let's hope this area huat to the max in 4 years time.
Hi, huat que leader. I am Thomas the Train.
And the exciting part of this video, I'm going to do two predictions. How much can you make or lose? I will also touch how much will the surrounding ECs in Tengah will profit when they MOP. Then you can send this video to your what, Copen Grand or your Altura Hua Kui. And at this time of recording, I do not know how much it sold. Now let's talk about whether the price that you just bought is good or disgusting. And because this area, you know, is a new area. Previously, it's like foresty. There's nothing here. So this is a new town and there isn't a condo here. That's why many people say this is the first mover advantage. Yes, for condo buyers. Because of that, I can only guess and I don't have a lot of example to show. And I managed to use just one example, which is also mixed development, but it's not what you have bought. Yours is a pink color plot. And the nearest comparable is Le Quest. This is your Tengah. This is the location for Le Quest. Then you talk about MRT. Yours is stick to MRT station. But for Le Quest, if they walk to MRT, it will be about 500 plus meters. Let's treat this project as no MRT. Le Quest completed 2020 means it's 6 years old. 516 units. And some recap, I talk about the retail size. Le Quest has 65,000 square feet. Whereas your Tengah Garden only got 30,000. Let's see Le Quest what or not. 125 profitable. 0 unprofitable.
Very good.
Now let's check whether the profit is decent or not. 3 beta hold for 7 years, 261,000. Wow, less than 50,000 a year eh. 1 beta hold for 9 years, 174,000. I'm happy for the seller so they can move on to buy a better one.
I'm very sad for the buyer.
A bigger 3 beta bought during COVID 2020, hold for 6 years and he made 269,000 ah.
Give me sign.
2 beta hold for 9 years, 274,000. Based on here, you compare to the rest of the good OCR, here is about half. Now let's look at demand. The demand quite good. Now let's look at the 3 bedroom price to benchmark. 3 beta 1600 plus 1.56 million. A bigger 3 beta 1662 per square feet 1.7 million. Same size 1653 per square feet 1.69 million. How about we use 1650 per square feet as a benchmark? Before you do the gap, what should you do first? Wow, you're very smart. We harmonize it first. Around 1700 plus per square feet. Then we do the gap together. The quest right now is 6 years old. By the time your Tengah Garden completes in 2030, there will be 10 years gap. Good properties is around $50 per square feet per year. 10 years will be $500 per square feet. And we add on to this harmonized rate. And because Tengah stick to MRT, your Le Quest need to walk until your leg break to the MRT. So I add another 100. That means by 2030, 2,332 per square feet. Let's round up to 2,350 per square feet. So how much can you make if you buy Tengah Garden? Since we are using a very conservative per square feet benchmark from Le Quest, which is not really performing. And if you agree with this, means that if you buy 2,000 per square feet and by then it's 2,350 and let's say you bought 2,000 per square feet, that means you make 350 per square feet on the size you buy lor. Very simple. If you buy 900 square feet, that means you make 300 plus 1,000 lor. If you buy the biggest 4 beta 1249, you make about 400 over 1,000 lor. And this is using Le Quest as the very conservative benchmark for a not so performing project. For those more
optimistic people,
you think that Tengah Garden, wow, the transformation will be very very sucky ah. So much optimism in the master plan ah. We give $100 more per square feet lor. That means you are able to sell 2,400 per square feet. And your size is 900, means you have made 400,000. And if your size is the 4 beta 1249 square feet one, 560,000. These are all gross lah. In summary, Tengah Garden selling at 2,000 per square feet is decent. It's a decent entry price. And I foresee that for the 3 3 betas, you will make about 300,000 to 400,000, and your 4 betas around 400,000 to 500,000. But
wait.
Don't be happy first, because you have competitor at that time, your neighbor Copen Grand, and they are XEC now 5 years already, So going back to, if your Tengah Garden can sell on the conservative side $2,350 per square feet, which is year 0 on 2030, Copen Grand is already 5 years old at that time. Copen Grand got 1 kilometer to ACS leh, although they are not so near MRT, so they balance out each other. Yours got Pioneer Primary and got MRT. So based on the 5 years gap, it's usually $250 per square feet difference. So if you think that your Tengah Garden conservative side, you can sell 2350 per square feet, Copen Grand can actually sell at 2001 per square feet. Now I'll make a bold guess how much Copen Grand people will make. They only buy in at that time 1350. That means they have made $750 per square feet times the size, let's say 900. They will make 600,000 to 700,000 for a 3 beta. And the 4 beta, I've forgotten what size they have, will be about 900,000. And if let's say your Tengah Garden can sell at 2450, your Copen Grand can sell $250 cheaper because they are 5 years older, which means they can sell 2002 per square feet. And if it's a 3 beta, they will make 700 plus thousand. 4 beta will be 1 million. Anyway, these are all my wild guess, and of course, I hope everyone makes more. Going back to a Tengah Gardens conservative or the optimistic profits, resale potentially still make more due to having good renter for 4 years. And because the interest is cheap, most of your renter goes to you as profits. And I know many of you didn't get your choice unit. Maybe you are fated to buy resale properties, eh?
You see, my one-to-one member asked me, how do I check the first year performance of our property? You see, so fast 1 year has passed. So I've forgotten how much he bought, so I asked him this. He said this for 1.55. And I checked the recent price in April, sold at 1.73 million. So about 200k 1 year, so congrats, oh. And they listened to the wisdom of our Huakui leader.
And as I say, resale potentially makes more, So I'm going to talk about top resale properties here, which may outperform new launches. There's a webinar link you can click here so that you can watch from there. Let's talk about who are your pool of buyers. I did some research. The first pool of HDB owners in Tengah collected their keys in August 2023. So those people who are aspire to upgrade they need to wait for MOB. So 5 years later, which is August 2028 onwards, then you will have the first pool of buyers that they can upgrade to condo. And in the area, you can only sell 4 years later, which is 2030. Copen Grand is another competition of yours. They collected keys last year. I think it's April 2025. And Copen Grand can sell 5 years later, which is April 2030. That means both of you, Tengah Gardens and Copen Grand, are open to sell to the HDB upgraders in the area. And in that period of time, 2030, the buyers got choice. If they prefer not to walk so much to MRT, they will choose yours If they prefer 1 kilometer to ACS and walk a bit more to MRT station, they will prefer Copen Grand And what is the most important decision at that time? Is the price. Because at that time, Copen Grand will be cheaper by at least $200 to $250 per square feet. And this is just talking about this area. Talking about the entire Singapore, the Westie.
Very kalian one.
Because they don't have a lot of good choices near MRT. If you want to buy West OCR, you only have what? Centuries in Boon Lay, which is not in Singapore. Lakeside are good choice because you have Rulang Primary and condos near MRT station. And Chinese Garden condo, Lau QQ. If you choose
Jurong,
J Gateway, but the layout quite thorough. Only there are 4 bedrooms got storeroom. And all the 3 bedrooms, no storeroom, never mind. All the 3 bedrooms don't have one that is close kitchen. And most of them faces 7 MRT tracks. 7 Thomas the Train coming every 2-3 minutes. Then you go to Clementi. Walao, the price super expensive like City Fringe due to Nanhua. So at least next time, the Westie people have another choice to buy at a good entry price in Tengah area. And hopefully by then, Tengah will be hot and prosperous like Punggol. Last time, Punggol is also nothing one. Bird don't even want to go there and shit. But now go there, so many bird. The bird there is called white bird Every people you see all white, the face all white one, because all the condos there, the first mover advantage, first mover EC condo, all make money also All due to the prosperous MOP HDB owners And I got say before, if you buy in some area that got nothing and later got everything, You sure make your money ma. You just don't know make how much lah. Now let's summarize. For location, there really got nothing ah. Your kids will really be the pioneer of the area since they go to Pioneer Primary School. And I'm going to give 6.5. Launch pricing, I know you have bought, but based on the recording time, and I assume developer stick to their indicative price, I'm going to give 8.5. Exit strategy, besides resale ah, if you talk about new launch, and you like new launch only ah, I can say this is the cheapest, safest entry for a new launch with MRT station. And for that, I'm giving 7. Overall service score, 7.5. 3 stars. And let's have some fun. What's the estimator sold ah? And at this time of recording, 21st April ah, I guess 95% and my wife 90%. I want to congratulate everyone here who has successfully bought a unit. And if you want to know what's the best rates ah, you can contact my company's number 8606-0670. For those people who didn't get a unit, don't worry lah. There are so many opportunities in the resale market lah. Haiyo, can buy undervalued deals as well. And if you do not want to miss out any good news, do remember to subscribe and I'll see you in my next video.
I am Thomas, a Huat Que fan.